losing the battle, having the desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Who's I? Who's the I? He's talking about his spirit, man. Are you listening to me? Because you know that you're a spirit being, you live in a body, and you have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and intellect. You do know that, right? We're all spirit beings, right? Because Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. So you're a spirit being. You're an eternal being. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your intellect. You're taught well around here. And you have a physical body, which is the house you live in. So you got to take care of your body. You got to eat right. You got to work out. You got to train. You got to put your flesh under. Because the flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Because your body will always keep you out of the things of God, fight you. Because you haven't yet received a glorified body. Do you know that? One day, corruptible will put on incorruptible. One day, we'll put on a glorified body. Amen? So now, when my parents passed away, just like faith without works is dead, it's just as the body without the spirit is dead, James says. So faith without works is dead. When my parents, I was in the room when my dad passed away, my dad, this dignified, honorable man. My dad had the highest integrity of any person I've ever met. I mentioned this before. If somebody was talking bad about somebody and he was in the room, he'd stand up and walk out. He wouldn't cut any corners. If somebody did, he took note of it, maybe would talk to him privately. He helped him. I remember being one of my dad's partners in business. I remember working that day, and I remember he cut some kind of corner, and my dad pulled one of his partners up in a room privately and told him, we will not do this. That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. I remember those things. They stuck with me, like you. You want your stickler. You want things done right, don't you? But that's integrity. Integrity's good, isn't it, Brother Phil? All right. Amen. But, you know, I remember being there and my dad taking his last breath. And the presence of God filled up the room. I'm not exaggerating. The presence of God was there. And, you know, the nurse, Pastor Joe, you know, he was a woman. She said, you know, we've been in both situations where people that don't know the Lord and they go home, they think they're going home, but they go down. You know, Billy Graham, I don't know, I'll just share this. Billy Graham said, some people will never understand eternity till they step out into it and it's too late. And he said, the way we view death will determine the way we live our lives. If you knew you were going to stand before God, how would you want to? We all will, I'm telling you. You're going to get an account of your life. So the fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. Leonard Ravenhill said, the earth is a dressing room for eternity. You know, and I mentioned this the other night, but it bears repeating. Anybody ever seen the movie Gladiators?